This is Greg Justice with BJ Gador. Welcome to Session 4, Corporate Bootcamp System, Lead Generation, Qualification, and Conversion. Okay, your ideal clients. Now, before beginning your search for your prospects, I want you to take some time to determine who your ideal client is. Now, we touched on this in an earlier session, but for those of you who've never worked with businesses, this is a very important point for you. I want you to start to explore a niche that you may feel more comfortable working with. And then once you find that particular niche, then you just hammer it out, okay? Now, I want you to remember that your action tracking guide has thinking points to help you explore and actually help you find the right niche just for you. So make sure you take advantage of the action tracking guide. In fact, it will become very critical throughout the entire process of today's session for you to make sure you have that action tracking guide as a resource. Corporate markets. Now, there are specific physical elements each type of industry has to deal with. Postural problems, muscle imbalances, etc. Now, some of these issues correlate to illness. Sedentary desk work, and some are reasons for high rate of injury, weak back muscles. These are excellent discussion points with your prospect when you show the direct relationship to higher business costs. All right, lead generation. Right on top there, you see Reference USA. Now, this is a wonderful resource, and it's available through most public and university libraries. What you can do with this, you can actually sort businesses within a specific geographic area and in specific industries or business types, again, that you're trying to work with. You can choose the businesses by number of employees, annual sales volume, things of that nature. Now, what you can do with this, you can actually download this information, and you can download up to 50 business names per download. If you actually come up with 100 names, then you just simply do 2 downloads. We like to set the initial criteria with about 100 employees or more, because what you're going to find with your first ventures into the physical fitness component of a wellness program, you're going to get about a 20 to 25% response rate. You know, that's just kind of the initial numbers that we have seen. And usually we like to have 15, 20, or 25 participants in a session. So that's why we kind of target those companies with about 100 employees or more. Now, there's also companion products for Canada and international businesses, too, that are Reference USA-based. All right, now, from this list, you can actually select the criteria that you wish to save and print. The names of the CEOs and HR directors for each company are listed in this information that you download. You're going to get the business phone numbers, their additional locations, parent companies, and at the bottom of each business is another listing of businesses in that neighborhood. So, you know, you can actually save time by calling on the businesses in this small geographic area. And, you know, if you can win over an entire industrial park, then you've got a full-time training position right there. Now, after we have our list of businesses, the first thing we need to do is find out whether or not they're offering a corporate wellness program. And if they are, whether or not that program includes exercise and nutrition, because remember we discussed earlier that a lot of corporate wellness programs are simply nothing more than a monthly handout or lunch and learn. So you want to find out if they do have a wellness program, whether or not it does include the exercise and nutrition component, which is what we are there to provide. Now, the fastest and easiest way to get this information is to actually ask the receptionist at the front desk. You know, the answers to these simple questions can help you actually formulate your conversation with the HR director and or CEO. You've got to know something about the company that you're going to call on and usually you can get some pretty good information from the receptionist. Now, there's some more information about the conversation that you actually have with the receptionist. Receptionist actually covered in your action tracking guide. So as I mentioned earlier, make sure you have that accessible and use the action tracking guide in great detail this week. There'll be a lot of great information. Converting leads to prospects. Okay, you've done some pre-qualifying during the process of gathering your leads. So you already know that they're possible prospects because, number one, they could use your service. And, you know, they're qualified to use your services and would actually benefit from your service. So at this point, you really don't know if they're, quite frankly, if they're even thinking about implementing a corporate wellness program or if they've tried and are burned out from having tried in the past but not done it correctly. Or maybe they're distracted or have health issues of their own that are causing them not even be in the realm of thinking about a corporate wellness program. Or they may have actually seen something in the newspaper that morning that plants a little seed, and maybe they're actually right to hear something positive or new about corporate wellness. So if you don't qualify them first, then you're just going to be basically shooting in the dark. Qualify them during your initial conversation. Again, first with the receptionist, and then with the HR director and or CEO. Engage your leads. Now, there are many ways to engage your leads. You will do this through conversation, a phone call, a letter, or even audio clips on your website, or it could be a direct mail, or you could connect with them through an elevator speech, which we'll cover a little more in detail in just a few minutes. But again, there are just a lot of different methods in which you can engage your leads. Now, your first objective is to qualify them as prospects who, number one, have the authority, the need, the budget, and a plan to purchase and implement your program. Now, however you choose to engage them, create interest by creating an emotional connection. You want to paint a picture of the end result of a fit workplace to get them engaged. Now, if you don't get them engaged, there may be a lot of different reasons. You want to start to kind of figure out what is working and what isn't working throughout this process and start to take notes on things that you see when people actually engage in the process when you're talking to these leads. And again, after each conversation, take notes, good and bad. You know, be aware of the process. And you know, once you start to fine-tune your elevator speech and your questioning, it actually will help you as you go further down the line with your actual presentation. Now, your objective is to interest them enough to schedule a meeting so that you can present your program. And this is still the qualification phase. Engagement. Now, once you have them engaged, what do? You want to ask them for an appointment so that you can discuss their own needs further. You got to remember, it's about them, their needs, and their goals. Now, when you have someone engaged, it's a prime opportunity for you to go to the next level. You got to remember that sales and marketing is a step-by-step process. And, you know, without taking a lot of extra classes in those areas, we're giving you the tools that you need to have a good foundation from which you can build. Once again, remember that action is a key. Now, some tools to help you engage include something like a free report that has valuable information the prospect can benefit from, or your elevator speech, a brochure, a coupon for free fitness plans. Now, there are many ways that you can engage people. A free newsletter, fitness tips and hints that you can supply to them for their employees, maybe for for their company email or newsletter. What you want to do is you want to make them hungry for all that you can offer them. Remember, you create these tools just once, and then you just reuse them over and over. It looks to the prospect, you know, like you're completely over-delivering, but, you know, this doesn't take any extra time because you've already created it. Once you create it once, you just continue to use it over and over again. And a lot of that information is already done in the action tracking guide for you, so you actually don't even have to create it. It's already created for you. All right, why qualify your leads? First of all, assess the need. Ask these questions. Now, are you currently offering your employees a corporate wellness program? If you are offering a corporate wellness program, just as we discussed a couple of minutes ago, you want to ask them, is there a fitness and nutrition program built into the corporate wellness program? Ask them what the pros and cons are of the program they currently offer. Ask them if they've evaluated other corporate wellness programs. Now, if they already have a program in place, you know, that they're happy with it, you know, they may not hear the value in what you're offering. All right, assess their authority to purchase. It's ideal only to present to people with the authority to purchase. You can talk to other people in the organization, just don't go through that full-blown presentation. Here are some of the questions that you want to ask. What do you do at your company? Are you in charge of corporate wellness program evaluation? Are you the decision maker for purchasing of corporate wellness programs? And if not, who is? So, you know, if the person that you're talking to has no authority to make the decisions, you may be just wasting your time. It's ideal to find someone that can get you to the decision maker. And quite frankly, they may not have the authority to purchase, but they may be able to get you to the decision maker. Another important thing is to get their take on wellness, because if they're not sold on it, they won't help endorse or implement it. And then an area, you know, some other areas that aren't listed on the PowerPoint there, some other areas to question are like time. How soon do you plan on introducing your corporate wellness program? You want to know the size of the company. Now, this you're already going to know if it's a, or if this is something that you've got from Reference USA, because you'll get all that information when you download this from the library through Reference USA. You want to know about their budget. You want to know if they've allocated a budget, and if so, for what particular services. You want to ask them about return on investment. Have they evaluated their return on investment of the current corporate wellness program? Ask them something like, how much is it costing you not to have a corporate wellness program? And how long can you continue to bear these kind of costs? Ask them something like this. Do you know how many of your employees are at risk of dying early from a preventable illness? And we've included this information for you with the resources, again, in your action tracking guide. Business communications. All right, these on the screen here are some of the tools that we have supplied to you to help you communicate your program and to get you in front of those prospects. It's important to have a full range of methods available and use all of them for your benefit. The more a prospect sees and hears of you, the more it starts to sink in. You got to remember, some CEOs rarely take phone calls, yet often they may look through their own personal emails or spam mail. And other CEOs prefer phone calls and don't even bother looking at their mail. So ask their individual preference and then act accordingly. How to qualify your leads. You want to be asking open-ended questions to get them talking. And then once you do that, let them talk. If you just ask questions that have a yes or no answer, there isn't going to be any dialogue. There won't be a conversation. Again, your action tracking guide has a list of thoughtfully worded questions that will help you qualify your prospects. All right, we know that your prospects are buying. The question is, are they buying from you? when you qualify your leads and know that they're real prospects, you can actually begin to ask them questions about their current offerings. You can ask them about their experience with corporate wellness and even their thoughts on it. By knowing where they stand, you can have a more productive presentation and, quite frankly, a higher rate of success with agreement to implement your program while having the CEO embrace and support it. And that is absolutely critical to any corporate wellness program, that the CEO embrace and support it. Now, you'll find the questions that generate real conversation once again, and I keep referring back to this, but the these questions that generate that real conversation are in your action tracking guide. Resources. Now, this one that you see on the PowerPoint right now is an awesome resource that your prospects can actually use to find out how much they can save by implementing a corporate wellness program. All they have to do is input their specific company information into this calculation, and they get real answers. And it's totally confidential. If they're not comfortable with you taking them through the process, then you can just give them access to this, and it's a completely free service, and they can do it on their own. Again, you can offer to walk them through the process as well, but this is from wellsteps.com, and once again, it is a completely free resource and quite beneficial in the big picture as well. All right, what's the key? We've talked about this 100 times, not just in the context of corporate wellness, but in business in general. The key is the call to action. The whole premise of corporate wellness is that without action, nothing changes. Now, the body needs the action of regular exercise combined with proper nutrition to function as it was meant to for wellness to be achieved. We've talked about that 100 times already in this class. This is your whole bottom line. Change must come in the form of regular exercise and proper nutrition, or there will be little change. Now, the other action that is key to the trainer is to actually ask for the order. Let me repeat that. Ask for the order. You've got to ask many times during the course of your presentation, again, when you feel it's appropriate. Because you got to remember, if you don't ask for the order, the CEO isn't just going to give it to you. Let me give you an example of what how this might sound. But the sooner you change their behavior, make them accountable for their own health and wellness, the sooner you will see the effective change your bottom line needs. Now, we can start a program for you in as little as 2 weeks. Most businesses start with a 12-week program. Do you agree that the 12-week program will give you a good place to start from? You know, again, those are just a two-sentence, three-sentence little call to action, but you've got to ask, and you've got to have a call for action so that they will actually take action too. Business communications. Now, There are entire courses devoted to the subject of business communications. It truly is a science and an art. Now, if you're unfamiliar with business communications, you can find classes, books, and articles that will help you become more proficient. But in the meantime, we have compiled some basic processes for you to utilize until you find your own way throughout this entire process. Now, let's start with the three-step sales process. What we like to do going through this three-step process is to start in a cold call situation with a formal letter. After that formal letter, we follow up with a handwritten note. And don't underestimate the power of a handwritten note. I know in these days of electronic communications with email and all that stuff, too many people get bogged down in that, but don't underestimate the power of a personalized handwritten note card after that formal letter. And then after the handwritten card, you follow that up with a personal phone call. So again, three-step sales process starts with a formal letter, followed up by a handwritten note, and followed up with a personal phone call. All right, now you can choose your approach of either a hard line or a soft line. Now, we quite frankly like the hard line approach because the message that we have directly contradicts the American media messages and the insurance and medical companies' desire to manage disease. We've talked about that in great detail over the last few weeks. Now, what we're trying to promote here is that until the message about exercise becomes commonplace and accepted, we're going to continue to push the forefront. You got to remember the old saying about the squeaky wheel getting the grease. Sometimes you've just got to be that squeaky wheel, and I personally don't have a problem being a little squeaky. All right, now, it's important to know who you're talking to. It's critical to always be respectful of everyone, from the gatekeeper all the way up to the CEO. Now, you got to remember, you know, when you're talking to a CEO who's overweight, huffing and puffing and red cheek, then, you know, and you're trying to implement a corporate wellness program, if you've got someone like that, you're probably not going to be real successful because, as we have talked about before in the class, to make this successful with any corporation, you really have to have that CEO or senior level management support. It really is critical to the entire process. In fact, you'll notice on that five keys to implementing a successful corporate wellness program, that's number one. So I know I've said that before, but I want to hammer that in. That is such a critical component, making sure you have that support at the highest level. All right, elevator speeches. What are elevator speeches? And quite frankly, these elevator speeches are critical in any businesses. And what they are, they're quite simply one sentence, two sentence, maybe up to 3 minute maximum little blurbs about your company and its products and services. Your focus of an elevator speech is to impart as much personalized benefit to the individual that you're speaking to in a real short period of time. You really need to hold their interest because the bottom line here is that you need to elicit some type of action from them. Right, the ideal through this process of the elevator speech, if you could get an appointment with them so that you can then further talk to them about your particular program, your corporate wellness program. Now, whether or not they are the decision maker, you want to get some type of action from them. You know, maybe it's a connection to have them introduce you to a decision maker or somewhere higher up in the pecking order, but get some type of action from them. That is what your elevator speech is for. Now, you got to remember that when your elevator speech hits home, that individual is going to start to think about it. They're going to start to mention you to other people, and then I promise you good things are going to happen. It's important for you at this stage to have that elevator speech created. So I want you to make a speech, and then you want to start to use it. Keep it short. Remember that. Keep it short. Memorize it, and then whenever and wherever you are, when someone asks you what you do, you're not going to need a brochure. You'll be able to clearly and precisely give them exactly what you do, and it's going to blow them away. We're going to talk a little bit more in detail about elevator speeches in just a little while. Now, lastly, that you see on the PowerPoint, the web content, it's also a form of business communication. What I want you to do there is to put your key elements from the presentation that you have already, hopefully already created, on your website. Let your prospects see what your program addresses, what the real need is. You'll have statistics that you can document. They're totally available right there on the website. Now, we talked about this previously. The concept of corporate wellness has been diluted and disguised by disease management for way too long. And we've preached this over and over. Regular exercise and proper nutrition are really foreign concepts to a lot of people. So it takes some time to assimilate this new information and then to believe it as true. All of these business communications that you see on this screen right here, they're all in your action tracking guide. I want you to personalize them to your own fitness business and then use them, or you can create your own if you choose. All right, we just covered a little bit about the elevator speech. And right here, these are just a few ideas for you. I've got a couple of slides of elevator speeches. And again, your action tracking guide contains information that explains exactly how to write an elevator speech, and then how to use an elevator speech. So these examples that you see here, here's a couple of them on the screen in front of you. And then here are a few more. You see that they're very simple. Some of them are just one simple line or one simple sentence. Converting qualified prospects to clients. Now that we've qualified prospects, this is how we're going to turn them into clients. You basically have two choices. One, you can sell them, or two, you can educate them. This is a process that we like to use, and it's called education-based marketing. You actually educate them through the process. You build a relationship with them. You create a bond of trust, and then you begin working with them. You can share with them how fitness applies to their specific business. When you can effectively help your prospects understand how what you do can help them get what they want, you're going to sign up a ton of corporate boot camps. It's also important to stay in touch with your prospects every step of the way. Never leave a question unanswered or a need unmet. It's very important once you've started this process to follow up with them in a timely manner. This is important. I'm gonna say this twice because I don't think a lot of people understand the nature of sales. 80% of sales are made on the 5th to the 12th contact. Think about that. 80% of the sales are made on the 5th to the 12th contact. That means you're gonna have to get used to some rejection. But understand, each step of the way gets you that much closer to closing that deal, all right? You've got to be persistent and dedicated to helping your business grow by following up with your ideal clients. And you got to remember also that persistence is going to pay off as long as you qualify your prospects, all right? You've got to qualify. Now, if they're not qualified, then your persistence is going to be perceived probably as a nuisance. So make sure you've got them qualified before you're doing that process of the follow-up, all right? All right, let's talk about some common objections and how to handle them, and then I'll even give you a couple of actual examples that we have experienced firsthand. Now, objections most often mean simply, you know, that the party raising the objection doesn't have enough information to make a buying decision. You got to remember that objections are part of the process, and they offer opportunity for you to ask questions and further explore each objection, and then you start to uncover the underlying concerns and what the prospect actually expects from you. Let me give you just a quick example of an objection that we had early on in this process. And again, each one of these is a learning opportunity. When we went into one of our corporate meetings with an HR director, and we actually had a group of about 25 participants that wanted to hear about the program, so I was presenting not only to the HR director, but to a group of computer software analysts. And as I went through the process of what we did and how we did it, I had two or three hands that went up, and the first one said, well, my problem with signing up for this program is that I am going to be accountable for my attendance, and if I travel, and I do, I'm going to be gone 6 weeks of this 12-week program, how am I going to get any benefit out of just working out 6 of the 12 weeks? And we had already built in an answer to that objection, not even really thinking about it, but that's where that online component comes in, and actually we were able to squash that objection because we had the online component up and ready to go. They were able to access our YouTube channel, follow along with the workouts that the other participants were doing, because quite frankly, a lot of the workouts are body weight based and don't need a lot of fancy equipment. So they were actually able to follow along and do the same program that everyone else at the corporate site was doing in their hotel room when they traveled for those 6 weeks. Again, the nutrition component, the online workout components were all accessible right from their computer. So we again took that objection right out of the way. Now, another example, I'll just give you another quick one, was a group of workers didn't speak English language. They were Spanish speaking. Now, at this time, when we were talking to the HR director, the objection came up that, well, a lot of our people don't speak English. How will they be able to read the information that you send them and understand what you are saying when you're talking to them? And we were able to get some great resources online that actually translate, and these were some free services that actually translated our words into Spanish. And so we were able to overcome the objections. And again, these are some things that you probably wouldn't even think of going through this process, but you're going to find many more objections that you're going to have to find a way to overcome. Now, you're going to also find that many of them feel like their employees won't get involved of it, or won't get involved in the program, and they're basing this on previous experiences that they have with corporate wellness programs or other types of internal projects that they've run in their corporation. Now, one of the problems with a lot of corporate wellness programs is that they don't go through a step-by-step process of implementing these types of programs. And they start, you know, they put the cart before the horse. And so we want to make sure that they understand that this is a step-by-step process. And we help them implement this step-by-step process so that they don't get that cart before the horse, and that these are implemented properly and timely. And that way you're going to see a much higher adherence rate and consequently a much higher success rate, because you've got to actually have them in the program for them to succeed. So again, we have all that information for you in your action tracking guide as well. There's an incredible tool in there that will help guide you through a ton of different objections. So make sure, again, that you access that common objections tool in your action tracking guide, and it will give you a ton of resources that will be beneficial throughout that process. All right, let's talk about some ways in through the back door. All right, so sometimes you're not able to go through the normal process of calling up a company and going in their HR director and laying out your presentation and having them sign up for your program 2 weeks later and everything just going perfectly. So, you know, let's talk about some ways to make this happen that aren't perhaps the traditional step-by-step way. Now, Lunch and Learns offer companies a chance to see you in action and to get feedback from their employees. Always present the attendees with like a survey before you speak, and then encourage them to fill it out at the end of your speech. You want to collect that data for information to help you sell your program to the company, you know, when you get to that HR director or senior level manager. Now, if they're not sure about setting up a corporate wellness program, or they already have one without what we do, which is the exercise and nutrition component on site, then you can fit into their schedule of events with like a lunch and learn just to help you get your foot in the door. Now, I said before, I don't think lunch and learns are the ideal situation for a corporate wellness program only. In other words, that shouldn't be a corporate wellness program just doing lunch and learns. But it is a good way just to kind of get your foot in the door. And there are a ton of different lunch and learns that you can do that we have provided you once again in your action tracking guide. If you've got one that you prefer doing on your own, certainly do it if you've already got one prepared. But if not, we actually have lunch and learns already completely created for you in your action tracking guide. There's another way to do it too here now. You can offer a boot camp with a purpose to benefit the charity of the company's choice. What this will do is actually provide an opportunity to get you some free press coverage, not only for you, but for the company. And it's, you know, it's a chance to get your employees up and moving and also to benefit a worthy cause. Now, this can be like a one-time event. And if that's the case, then what you're going to probably get are a lot of the athletes or athletic-type employees in the corporation. But if it's like a 12-week transformation contest, then you can probably get more of the employees to participate, and they're going to see a lot of measurable progress. The receptionist, secretary, HR director, you know, they may be open to exercising or know someone who wants to begin exercising. So by giving coupons for free workouts at your studio or your boot camp will further get you in front of different people within their organization. So even if you don't sign them up to your corporate boot camps, don't hesitate to give them a lot of free workout cards so that you can get them into your boot camps, your community boot camp, and then they can actually see what you do firsthand. Whether it be that receptionist or the HR director or a senior level manager, give them enough of those free workout cards so that they'll spread them around. And, you know, one by one, it just takes one person to get in that likes what you do to tell the next person and the next person. And then that viral effect takes place, and suddenly you are in front of that decision maker because they like what you do. Now, granted, you have to be good at what you do, and you've got to provide those boot campers with results that you promise, because, hey, talk is cheap, and if you don't provide results, then you will not be successful. So, you know, we can talk the talk, but unless you walk the walk, it really doesn't matter. So make sure that your program actually can provide the results that you say it can, and get those people into your community camps. And I promise you that it just takes one right person to really get the ball rolling and get you in front of that decision maker. Resources and opportunity. Now, there are tons of resources available to you on the internet. We talked just a little while ago about wealth steps. Here's a few more. Helping People 2010 is a government program. I would suggest that you check it out so that you know what your prospects actually have available to them. And then there's the Towers Karen study. This company has some incredible statistics that you'll be able to quote. What they do, they actually survey HR directors from all around the country, and there's just some great resource material from Towers Perrin, you can use all that information to your benefit when you're talking to those HR directors. Now, be careful that you verify your sources as reliable, and always determine whether the results that you're reading include a corporate wellness program with an exercise program, because sometimes research with off-site fitness programs, like where they just get gym membership cards, those actually don't have the high rate or high return on investment as the on-site program. And one reason for that is because those corporate wellness programs that offer the off-site gym cards, the people that take advantage within the company, they're the ones that would go to that gym anyways for the most part. So that's That's the difference between the higher adherence rate of an on-site workout program versus an off-site workout program. And again, that's one of the big differences of what we do compared to a lot of corporate wellness programs. We actually are going to bring the workout to them at their location and, of course, the nutrition program. Now, with healthcare reform in the nightly news and major decisions about the future of healthcare in America, it's really imperative that we all step forward. We got to let our voices be heard, even at the governmental level. So what we have done for you here, we've included every state, the names and addresses of your individual governing officials, so that you can actually contact them. We've even put in a sample letter that you can use, or you can adapt it and make your own. But we want you to get a hold of those local governing officials and let your voice be heard. You know, get out there. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to ruffle some feathers and let them know what your message is. Another thing I'd suggest is to take the opportunity every few months to like explore the headlines, and even write a press release on how your business has addressed the issues with success, or to announce some type of new class that will address these issues with proven results. And again, we all have the proven results, because we know that without regular exercise and proper nutrition, that the body does break down into a state of disease. We can actually quantify that. And so make sure that you educate whenever you get a chance to. Write these press releases. Constantly be in the media like that. All right, let's do just a quick review. We started by identifying our ideal client. Now, and you do that not only individually in your community boot camp, but you really want to do this and separate yourself by kind of honing out on a particular corporate market. And so that's important. You can do that through that process that we talked about in Reference USA. So, we've identified who that ideal client is, and now we're ready to start hammering it out. Right? We're going to gather the list through Reference USA. The other process, and I think that was on the slide as well, is your local chamber of commerce. But Reference USA, free resource through that library. Just make sure you get that in your local little area, and then just start to hammer out those leads. We talked about how to engage our leads and how to qualify them. We're personalizing our business and all the communications that come from our business to the corporations. You want to make sure you do that step by step and make sure everything is personalized. We talked a little bit about how to overcome those objections. And then we talked a little bit about some backdoor approaches of getting in those corporations. Again, each of those steps that are on there that you see on the screen right now, everything is specifically detailed in that action tracking guide. So go through the process step by step and personalize what is in that action tracking guide to your business, and you will have all the resources you need. Now, you may also want to take it to the next level and even go on and start doing your own research and adding more to it. But what I don't want you to do is get that information overload. What we have provided for you is plenty of information, and quite frankly, more information than you really need. So just use that for now. Don't get overwhelmed with the process, and you will get more and more comfortable with each step. And quite frankly, with each time you go in and present to a corporation, you'll kind of find that comfort zone. You'll find yourself repeating some of the same things over and over. You'll find certain things that work and certain things that don't. Kind of find that groove. even sometimes we get real hyper and real excitable when we're talking to someone, an HR director or a senior level manager. So kind of check yourself and make sure that you're breathing. You kind of like to tell our clients when they're working out, make sure you're not holding your breath. Sometimes when people speak and get excited in a presentation, they do that same thing. They start to hold their breath, and then of course, you know, you can't do what you need to do if you're not finding that natural, comfortable breathing process. So, you know, just kind of take a step back. When you go through that process of evaluating how each meeting has gone, find out what works, evaluate it, take it step by step, and then each time you do it, it will get a little bit better. So what action do we want you to take this week? First of all, if you haven't already done it, you must get that presentation completed and bound. If you have any problems with it, please don't hesitate. Go through it step by step on that action tracking guide. There should be for you every step of the process that all you have to do is insert your personal information, and it will be completely personalized to you. So please, this week, get that 100% completed and get it down. Make a few copies of it so you can get a little bit of a break on the actual cost. You don't want to just have one down presentation. You know, get four, five, or six. So it'll give you a little bit of break on the by doing it like that rather than individually. Secondly, we want you to check your progress on reaching decision makers and influencers within your individual client base, right? That really is the best starting point. I can promise you that within that base of clients that you currently have, there are probably both decision makers and influencers, but I guarantee you there are at least influencers that can get you to that next level with some of those decision makers. So take that step by step, and again, in your action tracking guide, there is a spreadsheet that again will help you go through that process. And those are exercises that we didn't just throw in there frivolously. We want you to take that and actually use that, because you will find that sometimes things will just kind of go over your head, but if you write them down, you'll see things that you don't really just think about. So get it down on paper and really find out how to get to those influencers and have them get you to the decision maker, all right? We also want you to choose one of the elevator speeches that you have available to you in the action tracking guide, or create one of your own. That's fine. We don't have a problem with that at all, but we want you to make sure that you get that done this week. Get it written out, and then we want you to actually start practicing your elevator speech. Do it in front of a mirror. Do it out loud. Don't just read it in your head. Right? Actually practice it. Read it out loud over and over and over so it becomes second nature, so that it almost is like you could do it in your sleep. When someone asks you what you do, boom, it just comes right out. All right? We also want you to practice asking some of those thoughtful questions that will help initiate dialogue with the person to whom you're speaking. And again, those we've got a whole bunch of thoughtfully worded questions as part of the resources in the action tracking guide. So go through those, look at that, and again, just read them over and over so that it becomes second nature for you to ask those types of thoughtful questions and elicit a response from your clients, or actually in front of, or to whomever you're speaking. And then we want you to actually start to get out there and set up some appointments. We want you to actually take it to the next level. When you're talking to those influencers, get them to get you to the decision makers and make something happen. You've got to take action. You've got to make it happen, because if you don't, they're not just going to come to you, all right? So you make it happen, and then good things will happen. Okay. Questions and answers. We're going to have our normal question and answer call this Thursday at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. You will be notified by email. Mary will get that out to you within the next day or so. At the bottom, just like I said on that previous screen, we want to make sure that you ask questions, that you take action, and that you make it happen. You've got to do it. You've got to do it for yourself. So take action this week, and I promise you that good things will happen. If you have any questions, we've gotten some questions lately on the meeting side. We want to make sure that you continue to do that and engage with each other. Certainly engage with us. And if you have any questions between now and Thursday, don't hesitate to ask on the meeting side. We'll make sure that we get those answered as quickly as possible. And then we will certainly look forward to talking with you on Thursday, and we will cover anything that we have covered up to this point in the first 4 weeks, including last week's workout programs and this week's information that we covered. And we'll start to kind of lay the foundation for what's coming in the final 2 weeks. Now, next week we'll do the nutrition, and then the sixth week we're going to bring everything together and get you ready to take it to the next level and make good things happen in your corporate wellness business. So with that being said, we will close it out for today and look forward to talking to you on Thursday in the question and answer call.